Because it feels to us شرط العبادة لله لا عبادة ولا سؤال ويسأل أهله الشقاء لبنت أحد تلقي الشقاء أختم أن تستمي to help you get what you need or to protect you from what you are going to get from. If you are a person, so they ask those people, help me. Ask Allah to protect me. Help me ask Allah to give me time. But when they help me ask, they are asking you that the help that I get is just one thing. I don't know what it is called to do that. To Allah. So when is that? When you make this path to the sense that you expect or they expect that shafa'ah, that the sense that you say to ask to that person or to that thing to be sure to share. So what we are saying is that this is the first point ordinarily should have been in the fourth point. But the Buddha asked, if you mention of Al-Din, Al-Rayy, he said, Alhamdulillah, that the reason why Imam has mentioned this man especially, he said, the reason why this person has brought out this point, even when it is possible to find it, he didn't the point for it. I mentioned it after the first one, but I have not done it for free. Even though it's included in the first one, it's what he's talking to emphasize the Alhamdulillah, because it is so important. Because people follow this law, almost every Muslim will know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not Allah. Every Muslim knows that. But many Muslims still make mistakes of taking that kind of du'a, thinking that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will carry the du'a to Allah. To direct the du'a to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't need to come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please come for me. No. Don't say that. Allah is for me. No. We ask Allah. Ask for a permission from Allah. Your needs are sent from Allah. Without any intermediary. Because when we pray in the prayer between me and Allah, that's what we share when we ask to the intermediary for what we should ask Allah. We know that is shared. So it is important that we understand this point. It says that Jahra Bainahu wa Bainallah wa whoever places between himself and Allah, he places intermediary. يدعوه ويسأله الشقاء. Maybe you are to them and he's asking them for شقاء. He's asking them to help him, to help them in تحقيق in the name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. ويتوكل عليه and they are relying upon these people. Such kind of an individual as this is. This is the general meaning of the point. Now, more specifically, that it is talking about the prohibition of, it is prohibited to be asking somebody to be directing to ask the somebody of something. Like saying, Oshoshoko, do something for me. Thinking that Oshoshoko is not God, but Oshoshoko can help you beg Allah to do it. It's the same shape. If you have Okibara, thinking that Okibara is not Allah, and Okibara is not actually Allah, Allah is Allah, who was Allah, The being that belongs to Allah must not include these two types of shirk. وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ Those people who are calling to apart from Allah, they are making supplications to them, they are sharing. They are making supplications to them, they are they are calling them. So Muslims call their parents that are there in the grave. They say, my father, you are in heaven. Those people, it is shameful. Because you think that your father is closer to Allah because he has died. So you think because he has died, he is spiritual. He is closer to Allah. So he will help you get protection from Allah. It is shameful. Some people walk still. They are thinking that their father is the one that will stand up from his grave to come and prevent them. So they say, my father, my help, don't, my mother, don't, your son is in trouble. This is how it's a shirk. Don't say that. Call Allah. Ulidullah. Call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa qala rabbukum ud'uni. أستجب لكم your Lord says call me and I will answer you. So Allah says إن الذين يدعون من دون الله all these things they are calling apart from Allah. He says the people who are calling them say ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى. The reason why we are calling them is they can help us bring us near Allah. So the intermediary between him and Allah is that person or that thing. It can be a stone. It can be an animal. It can be a wood, a certain earth. He tells me. And yet he's thinking that that wood is closer to Allah than him. And that wood will bring him closer to Allah. This shift of making dua, asking for help, asking for protection, asking for aid from any other thing apart from Allah, calling the person, Yahshe, for me, that was the way the Mushrikun of Makkah would say. So Allah says, Mana Abdul Islam is the Mushrikun of the Mushrikun say that they keep that thing before Allah and Al-Uzzar, Al-Manaf, Al-Hawthi. You can be born after the first God to help us not do that to Allah. To help us get after first to Allah. Know that to help us nearness to Allah. So that we can be close enough for our need to reach us from Allah. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ فِي مَا هُمْ فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah says, all these things they are differing with you. I will give you final judge. For the fact remains that what they are doing, لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبٌ. Allah says, I will not guide a liar. It means that it is a lie. Those things are not getting them near to Allah. One, two, what they claim is a lie. They are really expecting that those things will do those things for them. So Allah says they are kaziful, our kaziful. Inna Allah, liar, human, huwa, kaziful. Whoever is a liar like them, Allah gives him inside his Christianity. Not to be that kafar mubarak. That is why I wish an ardent disbeliever. The ulama says this aspect of asking for an intermediary to help you ask something from Allah. He says it's absolutely usuli kufur. It is from the foundation of kufur. From the foundation of kufur, is that somebody is happening and they can hear themselves ask. Well, that's the time I say that. We are not trying to send those people. So it is wrong. It is shame for an individual to be communicating to an intermediary they have chosen for himself. There could be an issue. Are you now saying the prophets of Allah are not intermediary? Are you now saying that the teachers of the Quran are not intermediary? They are intermediary if you mean by that that they will only help explain the religion to you. They will tell you to worship Allah. They will not tell you, worship me, then do it like me. They will not say, worship me. That's why one of the questions that King Israel is allowed in the answer of the day of Qiyamah is that he can't tell the people to worship Allah. But the people took him and started worshiping Israel. Allah says, I will ask him. I ask that one that is not to come to me or to me and love him 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 instead of them worshiping other things. Those who worship Nabi Isa alayhi salam. You see, Jesus, when they say, I do this Jesus, they want Jesus to do it for them. You are asking Jesus to do it for you, that you are worshiping Jesus. Between you and the worshiper of Shango and Osho and Oya, there is no difference. Between you and the Mushrikun that our messenger Muhammad came and refined, there is no difference. It's true. And Isa alayhi salam will answer the day of Qiyam, Subhanallah, O Allah, you are free from the imperfection. Why? Why would Isa say Subhanallah? The name of Subhanallah, it says Subhanallah. What you mean is that Allah is free from any imperfection or deficiency. Any deficiency, Allah doesn't have deficiency. Imperfection, for Allah doesn't. That is the meaning of what Subhanallah. So Isa alayhi salam said, we say Subhanallah. Ma yakunu li an aqula ma laysa li bihaqqin. It is not for me as a fool of my lecturers to say what I don't have the right to say. I don't have the right to say that you should worship me. In terms of culture, for that is the whole Allah. If I had said so, you know. If I had ever tried, I can't. So even before answering the question, he has to declare that Allah is first. Subhanallah. Because it is imperfection. The person who thinks that he needs an intermediary before he gets his need from Allah is thinking that Allah cannot hear him. Now, see the person here. He needs something from the office of the president. The president of Muslim. Is it not? The president does not feel. If you stay in the four corners of your house and say, President, so and so, give me 1 million, he cannot hear. So you need somebody to talk to, so that that person can inform the president of your need. But Allah, for us to do what he knows you, he sees you. He hears you when you are in the corner of your house. You say, Allah, I want to know Allah here. So for you to now behave as if Allah is Mr. President, you are ascribing the deficiency to who? Allah. So that is why we must not do that. Allah does not want that. Ask him. Ask him. Not only that you must ask him, you must ask him. Because asking the superior is evidence of worship. Ask. very, very normal human beings don't like those who have them for something. Those among the not wealthy, that the wealthy respect, and those don't have wealthy for something. If you don't ask a rich man for something, you respect him. You know that? You know that? There's a link. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu something similar to that. The word of God, if you don't ask Allah, you let the person ask them that. If Jesus is what you don't ask to receive, you give a sufficient man among them. That man, he never borrow money from anybody. That man, he never asked to give him money. In fact, there was a day he wasn't on show. I was not waiting for him to ask me. He did not ask me. You be very humble in the eyes of people when you don't ask them for anything. Because they are human beings. And for you to know that God, that's because they are human beings. By the time you begin to ask them today, you ask them tomorrow, you ask them next tomorrow. What will you do? You say, hey, stop. Ask another. Stop asking me. Are you that one? You don't have it. You don't have to ask. You don't have to ask. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. You want to ask him, the more you listen. You want to ask him, the more you want him to ask him. So it is really, really a misnomer for somebody to be now, you have this kind of direct route to get what you want, to get what you need, you now follow by mouth. How is that? And that bypass is an unfortunate bypass. Because it's a bypass that cannot take you to your destination. That's why I call it unfortunate. If the bypass that well, at the end of the day, you still get there, well, you can say it's appreciable, you will not just stay long. But the bypass that you are going to be by the way, you take it. Suppose, at the end of the road, that's when you go, oh, I was supposed to do, but I was going to do that. If it is even like that, it is even small because you can come back easily to the potato. This one will land people in Jahannam. May Allah be gone from that. Jesus lands people in Jahannam. So it really is not. Don't place an intermediary between yourself and Allah. Don't ask shame for your need. Don't ask for me by the for your needs. Don't ask a shoshu for your needs. Ask Allah subhanahu. So to be placing intermediary and jar away from the way of the Lord will die, the room, shafa'ata, where the water alayhim, come on, that's the reason why such a person, look at the word in this, come on. Kufu is the word that comes from the fact of a person being an ingrate, ingratitude. Does it not show that? Somebody shows that you ask me, I will give you your needs. You didn't ask to. You look for an intermediary that will not let you get what you want. Are you not an ingrate? May Allah give us from that. Is it right? So if that person is a Muslim, that act of ingratitude turns that person into a non-Muslim. It modifies Islam. It destroys Islam. Or Islam, as a case is. Things like, of course, students when they have issues of children in law. You see, there is so much somewhere you have to get a child. Because communities, especially in the third world, they point their children fingers of child sex like the women. Let's watch it. They point their children fingers of child sex like the women. Even if it is medically proven that the man that is defective medically. So together that one now. A mother has a conflict of control. The girl's mother, the wife's mother. She's not asking what happened. After a year, 3 years of marriage, she's not pregnant. She will start asking, look, my daughter, what happened? And the woman will start to call her and say that the God begins to compound their problem, because one of the things that brings about childlessness is mental instability. When the person is mental instability, I mean psychologically agitated, it affects the performance of the head and it affects the motility, the speed of movement of strength. It takes a lot of strength. It affects the movement of the sphincter and it also affects the niceness of the head. So she starts having those problems. They will give her problems that will become physiological. They will be psychological at the beginning, but they will end up becoming physiological. So the girl starts running around. Her mind starts thinking, The next thing that comes to her is sleeplessness. You talk to her, she had a full class in the class, but she couldn't even know what she's doing. The next thing somebody will come to her and say, well, you have tried, but we can help you. You will now start directing her. Please, these things should stop. There are many reasons why men don't have children. And even your men, families don't bear children. It's not only because sometimes you find the family pain and health, no problem. Anatomical, psychological, but no problem. But Allah has not given you the child. They don't have a child. What do you do to that? All of these people fall in the same category, kind of environment we live in. It's that direction. I know somebody, he knows the medicine for children. He knows how to get the child to come. It is Allah that gives children. Children are gifts from Allah. Allah gives gifts. Allah gives children gifts. So you that you have, you should know that it is not just, we'll come back to this on the area of Tawakkul. When we discuss Tawakkul, inshallah. So they forced the girl and then she begins to go and start looking for one thing. If whether she's wearing hijab or not, I tell you, by the time she's going there, she can't think again. She's not herself that you know, she's not herself again. They taught her something else. Other things, something else, they taught her. She can't be herself. When she sees that person, don't tell her that she's a girl. Bring her back and try to work on her psychology to help her regain herself. If you keep a blanket through your hand, you'll be careful. You will find it like having a feeling. This type of thing is going to be so to her. Because you add another problem to her problem that, oh, she's making shift. She's due for this to more psychological stress. These things are here on this. But in it all, you are. Allah will give you a child. All those waiting for children like that, may Allah provide children for them. That will be blessed children. For them this world together. So not to surprise, Allah provided a child for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. I can say he and his wife, they are not intimate to have a child. Not child, but children. Because the plural of children starts with the second child. He gave him his marriage. And then he gave his heart again, Nabi Lassallam. He has given the other. You want one, I give you two. But Elisha, he also wanted a child. He begged Allah to give me a child. But what did Zakariya do? Allah said, Inna Rabbahu. He called his Lord. He did not call an examinee. He did not go to Abu Bakr. Don't go to Abba. Go to the hospital. If you say it is bad, why are you saying we should not go to our father, we can go to hospital? Why? Simply because in Islam, Islam accepts and recognizes the meaning of people that are born. Islam accepts. So what you have, I expect, to dare go, Islam will die. So what you have, problem is there, to dare go, Islam will die. So has that they are all prophets of the head, Islam will die. And from that, that Prophet ﷺ encouraged us to form who we were on ourselves, who we are all at. Because it's just normal to form who we were on. You see, the high temperature of the world is going to go down. It's not when it's strong. You do it better, the temperature will go down every time. It means what to say to the world as possible. Islam has set all such kinds of things. I know it, brother. If you have a child for more than 16 years or there, now you have the fortune. What was the problem? You know, where the male female flies out is conflicted. So what we say, the dog opens to you, I'm open to that. If you tell us, it's here. And now you have one to say. So, what is in some cases? No such problem, the motility is not for this, but the founder cannot move. So how far we say, how much say they are, as far, we say, go and slaughter a ram somewhere. Take something, rob something somewhere on your forehead. A man has a medical problem of constricted, this was different from what you call it, but it's essential. That's the fact. You have a problem of that dog. You say to rub something on the forehead. Is there a connection? That's the same point. So that's the reason why wives will say go to the hospital, because it's strong and established. They studied it, they saw it. The same thing, those who are home. If they press the ball now, they say, go and make an X-ray. You will see the picture. The bone you will see. The fracture every bone you see. So it's broken. And once they will open the leg with their surgical knife. And they will appear like the big layer arranging the bone. The block. And then you go, alright, I'm going faster. You get the problem? But when you take the bone local to somebody who says something, and you are here looking the bone down and looking at it, you don't know that it's an idiot. He didn't touch you. He didn't rob anything. Even if he robbed something, in a case like where the bone is broken, you should see some first foul play. Because nearly rocking something does not arrange the bone. Bone arrangement is a cleaning and putting A in the place of A, B in the place of B. So let's be careful. These things, childbearing makes people go to intermediaries very early, quickly, easily. They go to counsel. I remember on Ocean State days, I told you when he died that he's from Ocean. The man is blind. But when we go to him, that the advice is in front of the blind. I knew that I was a young boy. And I expect a people from having a position in this house. This man is blind. I got him to seek for facts. He said, what can he can't give you what he doesn't have. Then the story is when we ask our parents, they will say it's because he wants to be holy. He doesn't want to see the evil things of this world. He said, no. Life is from the beauty of existence. From the beauty of existence is fact. When you see it, you enjoy existence far much more than the one who does not see. But those who don't see out of Allah's way, they went blind from childhood, or we are all blind, they should be calm. Because the Prophet said, alayhi salam, that Allah said, whoever to be Lord, Allah becomes Allah called the Lord. And whoever to be Lord as I see. And that person is patient, expecting me to reward him. I will give him a general reward. His point of reference in all of these things is his position to be going to intermediary. Don't see any intermediary between you and him. It is very common in kind of environment we have found ourselves. So the chief question of when John obeyed and who obeyed and one and your side, he had a whole ويسألهم الشفاعة ويتوكل عليهم كفر إجماع. Whoever does that, placing between him and Allah intermediary, and he is asking for his needs, perhaps benefit, or seeking for protection from those same intermediaries. ويتوكل عليهم. Not to say. That kind of person is also depending on those intermediaries. It means it is not only to our village. They also make tawakkul. Tawakkul is from the symbol of iman. Allah says, "Wa ala Allah fatawakkalu in kuntum mu'minin." Allah told us the story of the people inside the Quran. He says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَىٰ لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah says, remember when Musa alayhi salam told his people, Israel, اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remember Allah's mercy on you. Allah's mercy on you. اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remember the mercy of Allah on you. إِذْ جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءَ. Allah raised amongst you many prophets. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكًا. And he made you kings. وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُؤْتِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. You, Banu Israel, Allah gave you things he did not give any other people. They are apparently like the best of people. يَا قَوْمِ. Oh my people. فَدُخُلُوا الْأَرْضَ الْمُفَسَّدَةَ الَّتِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. ولا ترتدوا على أدباركم وتنقلبوا خاسرين. Allah has prepared a land for them that is left after they left Egypt. Allah took the enter, go and enter the land. But the fact is that land, there were some people living there. Allah ordered them, go and fight those people. I will help you and excel those people. Don't run away. If you run away, you'll be losers. That is why Allah told us, "Udkhulul ardha al-mufassakata allati kataba Allahu lakum wa la tartaddu wa la tadarikum fa tanqalibu khasirin." You'll be losers if you run away. Qalu ya Musa. Look at Allah and Musa. إِنَّ فِيهَا قَوْمًا جَبَّارِينَ. Here there are some people that are very tough, we can't face them. Aggressive. وَإِنَّا لَنَدْخُلَهَا حَتَّى يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا. We will not enter that life. And for me, you are the one that you are going to do. Not to enter life, never. And for our part, we are concerned, we will not go there. We want to use this narration to explain tawakkul. If Allah wanted to move Israel to go to that land without anybody, we would tell those people to go to the land of Israel to go back. Nobody, they will not fight any fight. Like they did when Allah destroyed Fir'aun. And Fir'aun was more powerful than them. When they saw that Allah helped them against Fir'aun, the kind of confusion that Allah is made by one thing, the best that is the defender. So they told themselves we will not go. You tell us the way. But after which they told themselves, no. Allah said, قَالَ رَسُولَانِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَخُذُوهُ. Allah said, قَالَ رَسُولَانِ There are two among them who are hoping you. They said, remember Allah has given us from you. أَدْخُلُوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْبَابَ Enter. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمُوهُ فَإِنَّكُمْ غَالِبُونَ وَإِنْ أَتَيْتُمْ أَهْلَهُ فَاسْأَلُوهُ عَنِ الْقُرَى وَالْقُرَى الْمُسْتَضْعَفَةِ The second condition, it must have sabab. You follow the sabab for that need. In this case, the tawakkul is that they should depend on Allah. The sabab is that they should fight the people. You understand? Those people who told them to make tawakkul, they didn't say, I don't want to stay here, have tawakkul. That is, those people will go. What do they say they should do? Go and fight. And have what? Tawakkul. Tawakkul has two things. That tawakkul must be real. And the person having tawakkul, the mutawakkil, must follow the sabab through which that need is attained. So now let's bring some practical things. If you want to be a medical doctor, you must have what? Tawakkul. Go back to that. You must have tawakkul. When you have the work, you then go to medical school. If you want to be engineer, you have the work, and you go to school of engineering. You want to be a carpenter, you have the work, and you go to the shape of the carpenter, to learn carpentry. It is very wrong to think that if you have the work, you just sit down and go to the That is not tawakkul. That is tawakkul. There is a different meaning to the situation that is not tawakkul. That is not tawakkul at all. So see that like it's not meant to that is not tawakkul. Tawakkul is depend on Allah, why to make effort. Maryam, radiallahu anha, the mother of Musa alayhi salam. When she gave back to Musa to Isa alayhi salam, she did not have something to eat. What did Allah say to her? وَهُزْدِي إِلَيْكِ بِشِكْرِ النَّخْلَةِ تُطَاقِتُ عَلَيْهِ رُبَّمَنْ جَلِيَّا فَكُلِّ وَشْرَكِ الْحَرْفِ Allah said, she do what? She shake the fruit, the fruit of the leaf. When she shake the fruit, the food will fall down, and then she will pick it and eat. She has to wear what? Check it to the kitchen. And then picking the garlic. So she depended on Allah. If Allah wanted to bring the garlic to her mouth, he had the power of food. But she did not wait for that. And Allah should tell you that. So in everything that we need, even this protection, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to bring food into the house for the family. So that's the same food of one year inside the house. He said, oh, we got up, don't worry, there should be enough love. You should follow the means towards what you need. Why? Know that what will make you actually get what you are looking for is who? Allah. Now, the fourth point is that tawakkul must be real tawakkul. Because supposing today Yamaka, inshallah, he can't have it anymore. He has 1 month with his hand. He has 1 week. He told him that if he put it on his hand, accidents will not happen to his hand. He has one problem with people. He's saying that he's relying on his hand. But it's on top of that ring and the mayas and the talisman he's carrying about. Meaning that he's hoping that it is that talisman that will help, that he either protects him directly with what shape, or he helps get protection from Allah, which is also what shape. That is why he said, crushing on the ground, we have to walk carefully. And they are depending on both intermediaries. The people are depending on the father as their intermediaries. The people are depending on the two as their intermediaries. He said that Allah is the one who protects. SubhanAllah. And it's to him alone that we reach him alone, we must place our reliance. I think this point is clear, inshallah. Say, whoever places intermediaries between himself and Allah, then whom we have done, he is praying and supplicating to those intermediaries, we have done with Shafa, and he is help asking those intermediaries to help him get needs from Allah. Or to protect him from some evil, he will help him tell Allah to help him. Look at it. When he can ask Allah directly, when the one can do it, he is not depending on something, instead of depending on the creator of God. Allah is the one that you should depend on. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one that we should depend on, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what was Ibrahim did, alayhi salatu salam. They take the fire and threw Ibrahim into it. What did he say, alayhi salatu salam? He said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallah. Allah is enough for us. Ibrahim alone, but for the entire country. Ibrahim alone. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan, he was Ibrahim, but he was an ummah. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna Ibrahim la halim, awwah, munim. What he said to his son, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. They threw him. Before he landed in the fire, he said, Hasbunallah. The meaning of Hasbunallah is that Allah is enough for me against all of you. All of you must have been Hasbunallah. Allah is enough. I don't have you. I can't tell you that I am alone. Hasbunallah. And for the information, Ni'mal wakeel. Allah is the best person to depend on. Is Allah here, Ibrahim, or not? Ibrahim is not there, he's not here. And that prophet we have cannot be greater than the prophet Ibrahim had, alayhi salam. They gave something. Yes, it was one as good Allah, wa name al-Wakil. That Allah, that is name al-Wakil, that Allah that created Ibrahim, that hears everything, that feels everything, the known condition of all creatures, is the Allah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, who commanded and created the fire. He created the fire, the body. It means fire is burning because Allah gave the fire to burn. Fire is not burning because it wants to burn. He said oxygen forms fire. Because Allah created oxygen and it here. The job for the means was morning. The eye sees. Because Allah gave him permission to see. Not because the eye is open. Is it because our eyes are open that we see? Is it because we have retina and the lens that we see?
how many people have all those things? And they don't think. Because this command holds that life out of you. So before it was implanted, from the time they killed you, before you started in the fire, Allah said, oh yeah, fire. I created you to be humble, but for now you are humble. Not just that. Wassalamun ala Ibrahim. So when Ibrahim said, Alhamdulillah, wa ni'mat wakeel, was it just not the truth or not? So for us to Alhamdulillah, wa ni'mat wakeel, Alhamdulillah, wa ni'mat wakeel, Allah is sufficient for us. He said to me, told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَتَيَقْتِيكَ هُوَ اللَّهُ. Allah is okay, Allah is sufficient for you. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Look at Sameer. Allah is here. When he says, Allah is here. Alim, he knows your condition. So don't go to intermediate. The Islam of many people have more stuff they were asking for intermediate, from intermediate. What they should ask who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have fastened our time. Good? We will stop here. Otherwise, there is no more budget that thoughts we will talk about. Dealing with the bank. Dealing with the subject. Apart from the verse in Zumar that we read, where Allah says, Allah, 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 Deen al-Khalq, there are other verses of the Quran. Allah says, among abundant mimman yad'u min dunillah, who is more astray than the person who is calling another person apart from Allah? Man, something that la yastajibu lahu ila yawm. Something that cannot hear him, not in the idea. Also, someone does not hear. Allah is al-Samir. So why do you have said, also, someone to do something for you? How do you hear? Allah says, I am al-Samir. So, Allah does not want us to call any other than him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, he says, which one astray? That the one who is calling something that cannot hear. He did not hear, also people cannot have ears. If something comes from inside, that thing that comes from inside is another creature that is living inside. Not Ashu. Ashu cannot talk to a human being. If you see a human being come inside from inside, maybe you have been living inside, what do you mean? Or other things is a gene that comes to the human form and come out of it. That is not true. No, it is not a story that one of these four are he, not a story. So if a story cannot hear you, why are you asking a story to see a doctor? Why are you asking a story to see a son? Why do I have to go to protect you? Why do I have to go to this long life? Also, when we grow up, we are more human than you to run the food. We cannot do this for a friend. We, what do you do? Why come out to that to ask for your need? Something that happened to me cannot be fixed for you. You now went and asked for your own need again from that same thing. How is that? So you can see what she is saying to you to do. The level is that it brings them down. All these things should stop. When the person does them, that person is warning his Islam. Whether the person who did it for you or who took you there is wearing a turban and long beard and jalabiya like, it doesn't mean that that thing is correct. So don't be deceived. Don't say, I'm a father, 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 I'm a liberate yourself, liberate your family, liberate your relatives and friends. And you know something? The same thing is now supported by UNESCO. UNESCO didn't know now that thing is archaic. They didn't know it's archaic. But when a Muslim woman is there, because they say it's archaic. A Muslim woman is there, they say that's why it's archaic. But that's why it's culture. They want to go back to their culture. They know that it's shit. But the same culture. But when a woman wears hijab, a wife, brother, close to bed, say, that one is a kite. What makes a man be a kite? What's the meaning of being a kite? You are studying the whole country. That's the meaning, don't speak to the Jew. Being a kite is going back to the whole way of doing something. This is the same word that is used to sponsor this thing, Indian. You are not saying that it's archaic. You are saying it's returned to culture. When you start hearing them talking about culture, they are talking about shit. But when you talk about Islam, they will give it a name. Fundamentalism, orientalism, they will start calling it this is the gospel of Islam. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. We'll talk about it today, inshallah. But I think this point is clear, inshallah. Such that in our next class we'll go to the next point. If we have a chance to address, inshallah, I'll be taking it.